Hello. Yes, hi, my name is German, calling from Georgia Surveys. We're conducting a brief, very important survey about issues facing your community. Will you help me out with a 4-minute survey, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Just a moment. So I don't need your birthday. I just need the year of your birth so we can have on record that you are over the age of 18. May I please have just the year you were born, please?
1962.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just a moment. 62. Okay, okay. So let me type it in. Why? Okay. Thank you. And please tell me, what is your race? Once I get to it, please stop me. White, black, African-American, American Indian,
black
or less?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of education you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below or no? Or just tell me.
A college degree.
College degree. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia's headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or do you disapprove of the job that Brian Kemp is doing as a governor? Would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve? Or disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are you or are your opinions of each of the following that I'm going to mention? Now, on a scale from 1 to 10, a 10 means that you are very favorable towards them. A 5, you're somewhat favorable, and a 0 is that you're cold and unfavorable, or any number in between. Now, if you don't also want to provide me with a number, I can always let me know so I can skip. Okay? Now, the next, so the first one would be Joe Biden. What number would you give him?
9.
A 9. Thank you. Ron DeSantis. So in the case you, in the case you never heard of that person I'm going to mention, or just let me know, okay? So I'll skip it. Thank you.
Okay.
So 4. Okay. Now the next one is Kamala Harris.
7.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
1.
Thank you. Republican.
Zero. I did that.
Oh, there is a 0 actually. Yes.
Oh, 0.
Okay, now, the Republicans in Congress.
Oh, how they, 4.
4, thank you. Tim Scott?
4.
Have you heard of a 4? Thank you. And the last one on this list is Brian Kemp.
I'll give him a 5.
Thank you. Awesome. Alrighty, now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from a 0 to a 10, where a 10 means your vote has no power at all. A 0 means that you have your vote has no power at all. And a 10, of course, means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you, or any number in between. What number would you give that statement?
I'll say a 10.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Again, scale from 0 to a 10. A 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter the most into your community. What number would you give that?
I would say 9.
Thank you. Alrighty, now how would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say that it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, or it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat powerful?
Somewhat more powerful, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? 0 to 10 scale. A 10 means that you definitely will vote. Or a 0?
10.
A 10. Thank you. Okay, now, would you say you care a great deal? A little bit? Not that much? Or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
A great deal. Thank you. And if November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And now for something a little different. Has your life gone better, gone worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Stayed about the same.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you now a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of these issues on a scale from a 0 to a 10, where a 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your communities, and a 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and a 10. The first one would be health care. What number would you give that?
10.
Thank you. Climate change?
Eight.
Thank you. Reducing racism and discrimination?
9.
Thank you. Jobs and wages?
10.
Thank you. Abortion access?
10.
And the last one on this list is student loan debt.
Say 7.
Thank you. Great. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of these on a scale, again, from a 0 to a 10. A 10 will mean that this issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And a 0 means, of course, the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, or any number in between. The first one, healthcare, same list that I just read you, but in the perspective of has the Democrats done anything about them. So okay. Healthcare, 0 to a 10.
10.
Thank you.
10.
Climate change?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Climate change?
Oh, climate change. I would say 8.
8. Reducing racism and discrimination?
I'd say 7.
Thank you. Abortion access?
9.
And student loan debt?
9.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each of these laws, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Now, the first one will be the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it.
A fair amount.
Thank you. The next statement is, the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violations. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of it.
A great deal.
Thank you. And the last statement on this topic is, in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. A great deal? A fair amount? Not that much? Not at all? Never heard of it.
Fair amount.
Thank you. And we are 69% almost complete. Thank you so much for your participation. We're almost done. Now, the next I'm going to read you is some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden/Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each of these reasons on a scale from a 0 to a 10, where a 10 means that it's an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024. And a 0, of course, means that it's not an all-convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number in between. The first one will be, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents our U.S. government. Our U.S. in government, sorry. I'm almost not done with the paragraph. Now, when it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. A number 10?
10.
Thank you. The next paragraph is, black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and we get even greater investments ourselves, our families, and our communities. What number?
10.
Thank you. Okie dokie now. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds if it's okay, it is okay if you do or not. But I'd like to ask you again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? From a 0 to a 10?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, we know that, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, or other state and local offices? A 10, that you definitely will vote?
10.
Thank you. And would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or don't care at all, who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, great deal.
Thank you. And if November 5th, 2024, general election, president, Congress, or state and local offices was held today, would you vote for Joe Biden still?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? The answers will be either a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of them. The first one is the New Georgia Project. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, never heard of them?
I never heard of it.
Okay. So again, these that I'm going to mention in this list would be how much do you trust each of these following organizations, okay? So, yeah, if you have never heard of them, let me know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you have heard of them?
Yeah. No, I have not.
Oh, you have. Okay, thank you. Now, Black Voters Matter. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much or not at all, that you trust them, you know, in general, that you trust this organization.
I would say fair amount.
So a great deal that you trust this organization?
What's the next one after that? After the great deal.
Okay, thank you. The Secretary of State, do you trust a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or you trust not at all, nothing?
Fair amount.
Fair amount, thank you. What about the pro-Georgia?
Never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. The local board of election.
The one right above.
So do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, Not that much or not at all?
Not that much.
Thank you. What about people's agenda? Do you trust a great deal?
Never heard of it.
Never, okay. A fair fight?
Fair amount.
Thank you. And the last one is on this list, fair count.
Never heard of it.
Okay, thank you. And we are almost towards the end. So now these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach on to political issues, would you say or describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
So moderate. Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight? Two,
yes.
Lesbian, heterosexual?
Yes, personal.
Okay, thank you. Or straight. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent?
Full-time.
Thank you. And I believe this is the last one, I think, maybe. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $24,999. Less between 25 and 35. Between 35 and 45. Between 45 and 55. 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 90, 500 to 250, or more than 250 a year. Last year's total family income.
One to 250.
Thank you. Okie dokie. Now, this will be the last one. So finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023. Through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on to your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections as a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert. We'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
It would be Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, and the letter R,
mm-hmm.
Crawford@gmail.com.
It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, the letter R, crossroads@gmail.com?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you very much. .com. Okay. And let me re-enter it because it's asking me to re-enter it. Just copy and paste so I know that I didn't make a mistake. Okay, here we go. Paste. Oh, it's not letting me copy and paste. So I have to rewrite it again. So, Kelly. K-E-L-L-E-Y, the letter R.
No, it's K-E-L-L-I-E.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I did spell it like down away. I did write it like down away, spell it like this. So, yeah, K-E-L-L-I-E, the letter R, crossroads@gmail.
No, Crawford, not Crossroads, Crawford.
Oh, Crawford.
The last. Yes.
Let me go back then. I gotta go correct it on the first one. Okay. Crawford, the last name.
Yeah.
Like Cindy Crawford, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Crawford. You would have been like, man, this guy lied to me. Never got my password. So Kelly R. Crawford. Just a moment. Let me re-enter your email. Kelly R. Crawford. @gmail. Stockholm. That seems, now it seems like it's your complete name. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Kelly R. Crawford at gmail.com. Okay. And how do you prefer to be contacted? Please select all that applies, by landline, cell phone, text message, mail, email, all of the above, or just tell me which one?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, Kelly. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Okay. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.